Hi, I'm Curtis.
Hello, I'm Melissa.
Hello, I'm Connor.
And welcome to the What's Happening podcast. I have no idea why I shouted welcome to the What's Happening podcast like that. It was almost quite threatening, wasn't it?
No.
It
was like I didn't notice anything. No.
Just whenever I started playing the jingle, I was like, whoa, that was aggressive. It's like I'm threatening you with the podcast. Listen to it.
I didn't notice.
Welcome along to season 5, episode 11. Completely winging it. I think that's what it is.
Yeah,
I feel like you said 10 or 11 last week. Around about that.
Okay, yeah. we're in a season and this is an episode number.
Yeah.
And we are here talking about food this week. Some things never change. This week we are talking about those classic tuck shop foods.
So excited about this one.
This has the potential to spiral out of control.
My mouth's literally watering already.
I can hear that, Connor. Yeah.
we had two versions of a tuck shop in my time in school, and I can't wait to tell you all about them.
I'm looking forward to hearing it. But like I say, this could spiral out of control because this is a conversation I had with Ashley earlier where I was like, right, before I go do the podcast with the guys, give me your three top things.
Yeah.
And we ended up chatting about it for like 25 minutes. Yeah. But it's just the constant like, oh, but do you remember that? Okay, no, hang on, I want to swap this out for that. So we're going to get into that. And of course, we've asked you some of yours, and some of you have been so kind to message in and let us know what your three tuck shop things will be. So we're going to do that a little bit later on. I'm on quiz this week. I am going to pick up where one of you two left off with that classic Cosmopolitan quiz that has like 90 questions in it.
Are you really?
Yes, because I forgot to do a quiz.
Okay.
So don't hold that against me. And the first thing we need to do and get out of the way is Listener of the Week.
Do we have one or two?
There's two, but it's the same person, I think.
Okay, cool. We've had other messages as well. I think so.
Let's go see.
Yeah, you go see and then I'll read this out. So this week's Listener of the Week, and potentially the first of many this week, is Russ McGee. Russ McGee left us a review over on Apple Podcasts. Big ups, Russ. He said, I love this, love it. A big fan of you guys on the radio, but to come here and find so many episodes where I can listen and relate to so many things is a comical form. In a comical form is just bliss. What a nice word, bliss. Underrated,
bliss.
Isn't it?
It's bliss. I've never had anything of mine described as bliss before.
Sorry, excuse me.
Wow.
he said, you guys inspire me to want to chase my dreams in media and broadcasting. So thank you so much and keep up the good work. Russ, mate,
thank you so much, Russ.
And
yeah.
Listen, if I can do it, anyone can do it.
Here's what I thought, right? Because I read Russ's lovely review that he left for us, and I thought, would it be beneficial if we were, because we're all radio presenters,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Should we do a conversation on our journeys at some point into media?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I was about to say it's so boring.
I mean, well, this is the thing. Like,
that'd be nice.
Everybody thinks it's like this exciting journey, and a lot of the times it's not. But it can be cool. Like,
I think the thing as well is like us three have different.
Yeah,
mine and Curtis is quite similar, but like different.
Mine's the
routes.
Most unusual, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let us know if that is something you like to listen to at some point. Maybe that's like a wee side topic we can do at some point, just our journeys in the media. And because no journey is the same.
No.
Mine and Connor's are quite similar, but not the same as such. So, let us know if that's something you'd like to do. I've been looking through the message. I can't find anything else.
I found one.
Okay.
Kate Elizabeth Gardner, she said, loved your latest episode. So nostalgic hearing all the theme tunes.
So I was going to say, have we had Kate as a listener of the week before? Because there's a message above that.
Yeah.
She's from Manchester.
She has been a listener of the week before, but...
No, that's fine, but I was making sure we had read that one out.
I'm not...
So Kate's from Manchester and she wishes she had her accent.
Oh yeah, that was very nice to say that.
Like that, do you? There's parts of our accent that are absolutely terrible.
Yeah. Horrendous.
Thank you for that, Kate.
Yeah. If you want to be listener of the week a little bit further down the line, you can absolutely do that. Melissa's going to tell you how. You can do it now just to get it out of the way.
You just have to send us a wee message, or you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and leave your name. We need to know your name.
Yeah, and there are many ways.
There's really not. If you want to leave us a message, it's at What's Happening Podcast on Instagram. Right, what has been happening this week?
Who wants to go first? I feel as though I've went first the last couple of weeks. I have had a busy week, but Melissa, do you want to go first?
I'll go first, okay. But I don't really think... No, actually, I've had a great week. A great weekend, to be fair. So, Friday, went to Ed Sheeran. You guys went on Thursday.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but I won.
Why?
Yeah. I didn't have to stand in the rain all night.
You didn't get shoved on all night.
Yeah. Sunshine, like the sun came out for Ed and Gary Lightbody joined him. So
I know, I was so annoyed about that. Yeah.
I never didn't see that.
Yeah, Gary Lightbody from Snow Patrol came out on stage on the Friday
night. Sang Chasing Cars together.
Very good.
It was honestly unreal. And you know what's so funny? My sister was like, sure there was going to be a surprise. And I was like, no, there's not. There was nobody last night. And next thing, there he was on stage. Mm. So he just came out of nowhere and then left.
Sharon knows.
Sharon knows. Sharon knows. She was probably texting him before or something. What time are you coming on, Gary?
Texting Gary or Ed? Or both?
Both. Sharon's a player.
What's going on tonight? Anyway, was the one who arranged it.
Yeah.
It was very good, wasn't it?
It sought, you know what, like, from a musical, like, kind of point of view, like, I'm a bit of a geek when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure you are too, Connor, but to watch somebody, like, there's so many bands you see go on stage, you just play the tunes and that's it, but whenever Ed kind of goes, this is my loop pedal,
and he was creating the loop all the way around the stage.
And he's like, this is what I'm going to do with it. And he explains to you how he is building the song. And like, it gives every song this amazing intro that's like 2 minutes long because he's got to build it. And you just like, the first one was Shivers. And I was kind of like, that is the most amazing thing I've ever heard. So I'm saying to Ashley, like, can you hear what he's doing there? Like, so that's the kick. And then he's like hitting the guitar to do that. And then Ashley's like, oh, it's Shivers.
Yeah.
And you know, so she didn't care about any of that. But
did you see, he kind of explained it whenever he sang Bloodstream, the track that he did with Rudimental.
Yeah.
So he
such
like
a tune.
You could see, it's a banger, but you could see him layering on top of and it was getting quicker, so he was like layering his vocals on top but getting quicker as it was going. It was so well done.
He's done that for years, but it was very different, I guess, on the stage in the round. It was just,
it blows my mind that he can just do it.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the stage was class as well, like there wasn't really a bad place to stand.
Yeah, I'm going to say something controversial, but I do prefer a regular stage.
Really?
Yeah, but I loved it for what it was.
Why is that?
I don't know. I actually felt like the further back you stood, the better your view was.
Yeah, no, I get that.
But my friends and I were right at the front, so we were almost under a speaker, which instead of having a great view, we had a view of the speaker.
Mm. Yeah.
So that was our fault. And then when you're that close, you can't move.
Yeah.
So if you stood further back, the screenage was great as well.
Yeah, the screens were amazing. Sorry, not a speaker. We were under a screen.
Yeah.
And the screens were in the shape of guitar picks.
Mm-hmm.
So cute. Anyway, fab. And really, really cool to experience a stage like that. But I'm old school. I like a normal stage.
Before we move on from that, Mimi Webb. Maisie Peters.
Phenomenal.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Loved her. And, what else was I going to say? Yes, the other reason I felt like I liked the normal stage better was because I felt like when Ed was like, I need you to jump, I need you to do this for that or this for that, I couldn't hear the crowd's cheer. And I'm sure it sounded phenomenally loud for him because the crowd was coming from everywhere. But when you're standing in that, I guess, 1%, you're like, oh, we're not loud enough. And I always want to be so loud for the artist. And I'm sure it was. But obviously, you're not having the sound of everyone behind you because everyone's like the whole way
around.
This
is like standing around being like, can you not be louder, please?
Yeah.
Can you?
I want it to be amazing for him. Anyway, it was amazing. It actually was. And the next day I took the morning off work because I thought I might be a little bit hungover, and I was right. And I just dandered into town at my leisure. I was getting my hair done at 10 a.m. and I just walked in. I got myself a coffee. I got myself a little granola pot from Starbucks.
Lovely. Oh yeah, the raisins. I had one going to Liverpool on.
They're so good.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with them. They've got a lemon one now, did you see?
Do they?
Yeah, like a lemon.
Still with the raisins and the granola?
Yeah.
Did you try it?
No.
Okay, I'll try it.
Because I just love the raspberry, but I do love lemon, so maybe I will try. Anyway, and dandered in and got my hair done. That was so nice. And then on Saturday, my sister, like the weather was gorgeous. My sister and I had drinks on the balcony, and then we dandered over to my brother's apartment because it was his birthday and we had drinks with them. And then on Sunday, I was back on the breakfast show, and then I went for dinner with my friends. We went to Jinza Kitchen. I'd been before. It's on the Lisburn Road. It's like sushi.
Yeah.
And I had a ramen bowl for my main. Oh, I wish I'd actually got a full plate of sushi. We had that for starter and we shared a lot of it. But I would have had even more. It was so good.
Mm.
And then we went out on the town.
Out on the rip.
Town is not busy on a Sunday night. It's wild.
Sure it's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah, everywhere was just a bit dead. I don't know. Everybody wants to go wild on a Saturday night. And then they've got work on a Monday morning, but not me. So me and my sister, my friend, my other friend was with us for dinner, but she went on home. She had work in the morning.
Yeah.
The three of us, we did not. So I had a really busy weekend and it was so lovely. And then I've just kind of been back to work, back to the gym this week, doing a little bit of shopping. That's mostly it, to be honest.
Good.
Nice. I'll go next just because I didn't do too much. So obviously, Ed Sheeran on Thursday night, enjoyed that. We got absolutely rained on. I was going to say a swear word there, but we got rained on very heavily on Thursday night, didn't we, Connor? But look, I think that added to the show.
Yeah.
I think if there was ever a video released of that particular gig, it would look amazing.
Well, it got recorded for Billboard in the US. Here's the thing.
That's the one we got told got recorded, right? And I'm pretty sure it was, but Melissa disputes that it was actually the Friday night that got recorded.
On Friday night, Ed told us specifically to jump for a certain song because it was being recorded. And then he said this bit being recorded when Gary Lightbody came out.
But did he say it was for Billboard or did he just say it was getting recorded?
I don't know, but he wanted us to make a special effort. Did he ask you to make a special effort?
Yes, he did.
I think
at the very start of the show because he said it was being filmed for Billboard.
The coolest bit for me was in the interval.
Yeah.
Whenever he came back out and he had like a hoodie on and he had his hood up and he was like... No, I know it's because he was getting rained on. But it looked amazing.
How did he not slip? That's what I'm most impressed about. Because that would have been terrible. That was me panicking a wee bit.
So we're back. That's the Ed Sheeran conversation because we've covered that already. So on Saturday, for me, it was from Ed Sheeran on Thursday night to the Sheep Sheeran on Saturday when I made my way to the Balmoral show.
And how was it?
Right, let me tell you. I didn't do too much, right? The Balmoral show was packed.
Let me just tell you something. I'm so proud of you from a radio presenter's point of view because that was a very good segue.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it was good.
Like
three times.
Typical radio presenter.
I think it still has currency, so I'm trying to use it as
recycling
much as I can.
Content, mate. Do as much as you can.
On air with me on the breakfast show.
It's not even exclusive on air content. Like, I went to him to Ashley and went, Ashley, I went from Ed Sheeran to the Sheep Sheeran.
It was great the first time I heard it.
No, look, and you will hear it another four times, okay? But I need it out on as many platforms as possible because it's a bloody great line.
You need to put it on your Insta stories.
It's too late for that. The Balmoral show's been and gone. Yeah. But look, the Balmoral show was packed, right? It was rammed.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get any food, which is a bit of a sad thing because...
You will this weekend.
When we do the food truck festival.
Yeah.
That's right. We're doing a food truck festival this weekend.
Not together.
Do you know what the problem is? We have to work.
What do you mean work?
Like we are going to the food festival to work, not to eat.
I'll be down. I think part of the job description is to eat.
Sample. Yeah.
And if it's not,
I'll be eating. So went to the Balmoral show. I didn't get a chance to do too much there because I was literally there to pick up a few interviews for one of the radio shows. So I didn't get a chance to eat anything. All the queues were massive and I didn't want to hang around. But the sun was out. It was a nice day. And I did watch some sheep shearing.
The sun always shines at Balmoral.
It really does, doesn't it?
Every single year. It's incredible.
Connor, have you ever witnessed sheep shearing? I'm sure Melissa has because she's from that end of the country.
I think I have. They like lift it up and like weird.
They like hold it, like they wrestle it to the floor.
Yeah. They hold its legs.
Yeah.
And then they zoom, zoom, zoom. And so, it's all done.
It's done very quickly though, isn't it?
Let me tell you. In the championship that I was watching, I was watching one of the semi-finals, okay?
Yeah.
And there was a world champion sheep shearer there who holds world records and all that stuff. He managed to shave an entire sheep in 47 seconds flat.
Oh my God.
Like head to toe, this sheep, not a hair on its
but
body.
But was it done neatly? Like I feel as though I could do it in 47 seconds.
Standard. Okay. That they have to, so the sheep get checked after.
Yeah.
And if there's too much wool left on them, then it's it's incomplete.
Do you remember last year? Because we did the Balmoral show together last year, and we had someone on telling us about the sheep shearing, didn't we? And he was saying, so if there's bits of wool left on them and stuff, they lose points. But also, if the sheep has like a wee nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like there's blood or anything, then they're like, no.
Because it's got to be safe for the sheep as well.
Yeah. But I mean, like the sheep don't enjoy it.
I can tell you that.
No,
but it's good because they're too warm in the summer.
Yeah.
That's literally why you shear them.
No, I know it is, but you have to wrestle them to the ground, do it as fast as you quickly can. Imagine somebody doing that. Imagine you go to get your hair cut, right? And you walk.
Andrew Mulvaney's in it 47 seconds.
You walk into the hairdressers and he gets you in a headlock and starts shaving your head. Do you know what I mean?
It would be quite traumatic.
So I don't think the sheep enjoy it, but look, I can appreciate the skill that goes into it.
Yeah.
So that was my Saturday afternoon. Had to get home in time on Saturday night to watch Eurovision. You guys know I love Eurovision.
Yeah.
Yes.
Eurovision was great this year. So it was. Here, although I felt so bad
Great
for Britain.
Great Britain came twice.
All right, Melissa. Don't think you were watching Eurovision like.
Great Britain had a good night, yeah. Oh my God.
We haven't had one in a while, but can that be this week's promo?
No, two in one night.
It can't send it.
I don't know if we can physically use that for the promo.
You can't make this up.
Keep second.
Now that you've said the first bit, that
I know,
just made
it
like
sounds worse.
I can't. Oh my goodness. I'm so confused.
Wow.
I was just trying to tell you that they came second. They usually get nil pois.
No okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't believe they placed, let alone in the top three. Yeah.
They were on the left-hand side of the board, which is amazing. Yeah. Now, Sam Ryder's very, very good.
Yeah.
And that kind of makes me...
Yeah.
It kind of...
You can't leave this in. It's too bad.
No, you have to.
I'm
please.
Weeping.
Please.
Right, okay. So yes, Sam Ryder, absolutely amazing. It kind of says to me that, see that whole thing where it's like, oh, it's such a political thing. Britain get no points because nobody likes them, right? Kind of says to me, actually, no, every other act has been atrocious.
Well, part of me is like, no, Britain have been quite helpful in current times.
So
I do still think it's political.
Do you want to put Britain's success in the Eurovision Song Contest down to the fact that they're sending heavy weapons to Ukraine?
I didn't say anything.
I can understand why.
I think that could be the case, though.
Was it last year that they didn't get any points?
Yeah, that was the year the whole Brexit mess came to a head.
That. But yeah, maybe it is like just down to talent.
So anyway, Eurovision was good. Really enjoyed it. We had our Eurovision night. And then that was pretty much it. Did the radio show with Melissa on Sunday morning. Just while Melissa's crying, I want to add in something that happened on the radio show on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Melissa started watching the last Little Mix concert.
Yeah.
And then I tried to have a conversation with her and she wouldn't reply to me.
Did you cry?
I was crying.
I was like, Melissa. And she was like, I'm sorry, I'm just crying. And I was like, what's wrong? You're like, I'm just watching Little Mix. It's their last concert. It's so...
I cry when they cry.
Matt.
So emotional.
Here, speaking of crying, you haven't obviously watched Derry Girls yet.
No, the last episode was tonight.
No, I haven't watched any season
or
yet.
So the last episode was Tuesday night, and then on Wednesday night there was a like hour-long special, which is set a year after the last episode.
No.
So the last episode is a tearjerker, I'll give you that. Like it might make you cry. But
did you cry?
I didn't cry, but it got me like, you know that sort of lump you get in your throat?
Right,
you're like,
I am, now that they're all out, I promise.
Last episode ever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's me. I'll watch the full season now at the weekend.
Yeah, do that because it's really, really good. But just on the crying subject, right? Because this is something that really confused me today. I saw a couple of people uploading stories to their Instagrams of being like, oh my God, Derry Girls made me cry so much last night. And it looks exactly like that crying filter. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. It's so funny.
It's funny, but it's also the most terrifying thing, like how realistic it is.
I went onto my TikTok and it accidentally put it on my face. I got the shock of my life.
None of us would have been shocked. We just, oh, this is watching Little Mix again.
It's like, you know, when you look down at your front camera and you're like, oh my goodness, that's terrible. It was that times 100 because my whole face was like, woo. I was like, I'm not even sad at the moment.
But that was my week. So Connor, take it away.
Sorry, I was clearing my throat for a second.
This is going to be a long one. He's clearing.
No. So,
buckle up, lads.
Yes, Thursday, Ed Sheeran. I'll not really add any more to that.
You had AAA and everything like that. Is there nothing you want to add, Connor?
No, I did, but one of the people that I was with didn't have anything.
Were one of us. Yeah. One of the people you were with, they were.
You had things.
I had triple
in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't have access to all areas.
Well, but yeah, it was great. I'm not really one to like being in crowds and stuff, but it was very packed, but it didn't feel like people were on top of you. Like it was
weird.
Nice.
Yeah, because we're back to talking about Ed Sheeran. I have 2 pence to put in.
We should have did an Ed Sheeran section. Yeah.
When we were driving up, my sister drove and we got a really great space. We got so lucky. Well, so we thought until after the gig, and then it was 40 minutes before they opened the roads.
Yeah.
I will not talk about that. But when we were driving up, I felt so like instantly, I've never really felt that way before, but like really overwhelmed.
Yeah.
At how many people were like walking towards this one venue. I was like, I have not seen that many people in such a long time. I was like, I feel a bit nervous, which is literally so unlike me. I'm not claustrophobic. I'm not anything. But then when we walked in, and you walk in and the space was so open, it was a real open field, that we loved it. We went, we had those wristbands for the hospitality in the end. I ran and used the bathroom and used the bar because there's a really short queue for the bar, and then ran straight back into the crowd up to the front where our other friends were.
Yeah.
And we didn't feel crushed at all. And actually, I think because the stage was in the round, no one was pushing towards the front because the front went all the way around. So, so many people were up near the front anyway.
Yeah.
Like, we were all standing dancing. It wasn't a shoulder-to-shoulder kind of thing. There was
no
space around you, even right at the front. So it didn't feel crowded. Are you okay?
I don't know. My throat just needed cleared properly. So yeah, that was Thursday. Went to Ed Sheeran, which was great. Friday, me and Liv went to Liverpool for the weekend.
Oh, talk nice. About your hotel.
All right. Yeah. So I'll get onto that in a second. So on Thursday, I went, oh my God, I'm coming back to Ed Sheeran for a second.
What's wrong
with that? On Thursday, me and Hicks and our partners went to the gig together, and me and Hicks are managed by the same person, and his flight was delayed coming from London to Belfast on Thursday. And he was like, oh, have you ever had a delay? And I was like, no. And the whole time I've been back and forth to London and like the last 2 years, I have never had a delay.
No way.
Touch wood. I've never had a delay. Either
that's crazy.
Going or coming back. I had a delay though on Friday going to Liverpool. And I was like, he scuttled it.
100%. So
it was an hour and a half delay. But
that's 10 times longer than the flight.
I know. I ended up getting a little Starbucks and stuff. But yes, Liverpool was amazing. So me and Liv just went out for the weekend. Yeah, the hotel that we had stayed in. So usually whenever I go to London, I stay in a hotel called the Pullman.
Yep.
At King's Cross. And because, I think I've mentioned it before, because I'm out so often, I became a member of the hotel group that yes. is a part of it. So I was a silver member. And then because I've stayed so much within like the last 2 weeks, my
your
membership
gold.
Went up to gold.
Wow.
So the only other is platinum after this. But because I'm a gold member, I get upgraded to suites.
Gold member.
I don't know what's funny.
It's the awesome gold.
Part
of me. I love gold.
anyway. But yeah, I get upgraded to suites for free. So we checked in, and the floor that we were on was the executive suite floor.
It was phenomenal.
So we walked in, and Liv was like, Liv has never stayed in a hotel like that before. And she was like, oh my God, this is amazing. She was like, can every hotel we stay in be like this? And I was like, no. But yeah, it was amazing. Like,
and it didn't cost you any extra. That's
no.
incredible.
Yeah, the room was, it was
I'm
amazing.
I'm going to watch the video back again.
It was so good. It was huge.
Yeah.
You sent the video, and I must admit, while yes, it was a nice hotel room, I was disappointed it wasn't the room with the heads on the wall. Because that's what I thought it was going to be. And I was like, here they come.
It will never be. Imagine those on the wall.
Some secrets yeah, will never be told.
It will never be the heads on the wall again, mate. But yeah, the hotel was lovely.
It kept going on, kind of around the corner.
Yeah, so it was like,
that's what I was surprised about, because I was like, wow.
Yeah, there was a big sofa and everything in it in the corner. And the ceilings were so tall. Like, it was lovely. So if you're ever going to Liverpool or London, I would definitely recommend staying in the Pullman. It's so
I'd
nice.
I'd heard about it before.
It's lovely.
I don't know if I've heard of it from you in London or I've heard of it from my friend in Liverpool.
But it's in such a handy location in Liverpool. It's like right on the docks. So on Friday, Friday was just like a day for me and Liv to like go and chill and stuff. So we went into Liverpool one and had a little nosy. She got a few bits. I got a new pair of shoes, of course. And we went for lunch. So we had dinner booked for Friday night. We went to a restaurant called Viva Brazil.
Don't know it.
Which
I haven't been back to Liverpool in years.
It's all you can eat meat.
Oh wow!
Right, and you get so you. It's
30, why would they not call it all you can meat?
Because it's Brazilian
it's
themed. But I do like that idea.
I thought that was quite good, Curtis. No Ed Sheeran, Sheep Sheeran though.
Do you want to hear it again?
He'll use that on the radio tomorrow, don't worry. He'll find
my mate went to this restaurant.
So yeah, it's £35 for all you can eat meat and then unlimited sides. And basically what they do is they bring different cuts of meat and
That's
different
phenomenal.
Types of meat round the table, and they just like...
Does fish count
cut
as
off
meat?
A bit. No, so it's... like different, there's like four different types of steak. There's a couple of different types of chicken.
For £35.
Brazilian sausage, which was amazing. There's roasted gammon.
I was trying so hard not to laugh. And Melissa, of all people, was the one.
I never want Melissa to turn around and call me and you immature again, mate.
It's not that. It's
what were you laughing at, Melissa? What was it?
Great Britain.
Okay, yeah.
That's not what you were laughing at.
It was something that related to that.
You were laughing at Brazilian sausage.
No,
own it. Just own it. You're one of us now.
I'm just so thrown off by saying that Britain came second. Honestly, I'm just so I've thrown.
Did Brazil come first?
I don't know. This is smut. We are better than this.
We're really not.
Honestly. I don't know that we are.
So, yes, the restaurant was amazing.
Someone messaged us last week and said there's a 10-year-old that listens to this. Melissa! Melissa!
I'm trying to literally... get away from this.
Right. What other meats were there?
There was...
I can't do it.
There was cheesy garlic bread, which was nice.
Delicious.
There was roasted gammon, which was so good.
My favourite. With pineapple on top.
No, so they brought around this caramelized pineapple for like, what's that thing? It clears your palate?
Yeah, palate cleanser.
Yeah, they brought that around every time you'd had a different meat or finished your plate. And
caramelized pineapple every time.
Yeah.
Delicious.
It was really, really good. They had like different lamb and pork and stuff. It was really, really nice. Liv had two drinks and she was blocked. Like, Liv's a cheap date. I'd eaten so much that I pretty much, like, waddled back to the hotel. I'm not kidding you. It was a 10-minute walk from the hotel to the restaurant, and it took us about 25 minutes to get back, like, just walking so slowly.
Yeah.
We went to a restaurant, too, on Friday afternoon when we were in Liverpool 1 called Heavenly Desserts. Oh, my God.
Took pictures, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Just to show you and Curtis. Look at that. Profiteroles.
Nice.
And they were the best profiteroles I've ever had. And see, because the ice cream is sitting on top of the chocolate.
You're making me excited because Scott and I are really due a trip to Liverpool.
Go to Liverpool.
My best friend lives there. His best friend lives there.
Go to Liverpool.
And we've been together 3 years and we haven't had a trip to Liverpool. They always just come home.
So because the ice cream is sitting on top of the chocolate had like hardened
a little bit.
It was so good. And then Liv got cookie dough with milk chocolate chips in it, which was great. On Saturday, we met up with some friends out in Liverpool, and I hadn't planned on being out in Liverpool over the FA Cup final weekend, so Liverpool were playing Chelsea. As a Man United supporter, wasn't the best place for me to be, but it was fine.
Did they win?
Liverpool won on penalties.
Right.
The match was really boring. The atmosphere was class, though. Atmosphere was really good. So we watched that and then went out for dinner on Saturday night to a Chinese place called Maru. Maru? M-A-T-O-U.
I don't even think I'd know anywhere anymore.
On the docks, and it's like a rooftop building. And it's like right on the dock. So you're looking over the water and the sun was set whenever we were having dinner. It was so good.
Had you pre-booked them?
Yeah.
And how'd you know where to book?
Well, we booked the restaurant ourselves on the Friday because one of Liv's friends is from Liverpool and she had recommended going to the Fever Brazil place. And then our friends who we were out with on Saturday, they're from Liverpool. So they had booked the restaurant. Yeah. Went for a couple of drinks afterwards in Revolution de Cuba.
Yep.
Which,
that was the first Revolution de Cuba I ever went to.
Yeah. So it's not really my cup of tea, the music. So
it's also not at all like the one that we have.
No. So the music was Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca.
But you can't tell me that's not a banger.
Like, it's a It is a banger, but mixed in with the Cheeky Girls, Touch My Bum.
No.
And then they did the conga around the bar.
You know the Cheeky Girls are back?
Are they?
They're really the worst song I've ever heard.
I forget what it's called.
N-Dubs are back.
N-Dubs are back.
I'm buzzing about that.
Yeah.
I used to know every word to N-Dubs.
Really?
Yeah.
So, Revolution Akiba wasn't really my cup of tea. Liv was in her absolute element because that's like her music taste. Ricky Martin and stuff. Not the Cheeky Girls. And yeah, that's pretty much it. What did we came back on Sunday. Oh, I've started to watch Anatomy of a Scandal.
Yes.
I'm on the second episode.
You've only four to go.
Very good.
So by next week, you'll have watched.
Lots of twists and turns.
Yeah, definitely.
Connor.
But I'd said to Curtis earlier, so I'm only on the second episode. I don't understand the whole dramatic falling thing.
That bit, you know, the bit where
I get it at the end of the first episode, whenever he like, because it's like knocking him for six.
I think it's just the direction.
It's just dramatic effect, and I could do without it.
Yeah, same.
I agree. I could do without it, but I'd say it's just the director.
It is. No, it's choice. I suppose it's their way of describing how that person feels in that moment.
Yeah.
To me, it's like before.
No, to me, it's like you're sucked into the story, and that little bit of dramatic effect took me out of it because for a second I wasn't focusing on the story. I was going, what the hell is that person doing?
Yeah.
Do you know, have they been hit by an invisible train?
Yeah.
That's like, but that's what it was like. So I could have done without it, but it is such a great show.
Yeah, it really is very good. So yeah, that's pretty much been it.
I was going to say, by next week's episode, Connor will be able to catch us up and tell us what he thought.
I'll be able to fill you in, but
we're
go
not.
Ahead.
Well, we have a surprise for next week.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's not an episode of the podcast. It is.
It's a live episode.
It is.
Where there will be no smut.
Well, there definitely can't be.
Imagine we had this episode on the radio.
Well, we just reveal this now then. Yeah, so next week, next Friday in Cool FM, we have a charity partner called Cash for Kids. And it is Cash for Kids Day on Friday. And we're doing this on the radio.
Woo!
Live on the radio, we're going to be doing the three of us on my afternoon show.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's going to be so good. People are going to be petitioning for us to do it every Friday together.
It's going to be nice though, isn't it?
I would like that, yeah. It's also my last Friday, so we won't be doing it every Friday.
It's only my only day off, so you may throw your petitions in the bin.
So there's some schedule changes coming up on Cool FM, and it's actually going to be my last Friday on the show, and I get to do it with you guys, which is going to be amazing.
That is cool. I hope you took advantage of last week's. Did you not even realise, probably?
What?
Your last one alone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, flip.
No.
Well, no, it'll be this week's.
He said the Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah, it'll
thing.
Be today's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is next.
Oh, my goodness.
So
point is next week we're going to be in the radio
together.
Yeah,
we're going to be in the radio together. Yeah.
Now, we've got lots of listeners from Northern Ireland who know how to listen to Cool FM. Some listeners in England.
Yeah.
And Scotland and Wales. Just download the Cool FM app. You'll find it on your app store, or you can go to the website if you're somewhere else in the world. Because remember we used to do like the world map of where we had listeners? Just showing us photos of food, mate.
So good.
Is that a cookie?
It looks amazing.
My favourite.
Do you remember we used to do the episodes of where are our random listeners?
Hatsumi in Japan.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I think that's Hatsumi.
If you live somewhere in the world, grab a VPN and
I don't think our listeners are
switch going to know what that is.
Switch it. It's easy done. It's easy done. Switch it to the UK. I don't know if that's illegal or not, but
or
if you
can
do can that,
you not just ask your smart speaker to play Cool FM?
Not if you're like in Germany.
Really?
I don't think you can. I think you have to be in the UK because like, you should know this. It's to do with music rights and stuff
no,
like that.
No, that's out of my wheelhouse. Like,
right, okay, definitely out of mine. But look, anyway, you'll find a way to listen to us. But there's going to be no episode of the podcast next week because we're going to be more focused next week on doing it on air. So
yeah.
That's what that's about. But should we move on to this week's quiz? Let's do that.
Do it.
Winner stays on. Okay, so this is the Cosmopolitan quiz.
For the fourth time.
I'm going to try and ask some of the questions that have never been asked before, and there's plenty of them in there, trust me. In fact, I don't remember seeing any of these. This could be a completely different quiz. But will we do, what do you want to do, five or do you want to do seven?
Let's do seven.
Seven,
really? Okay.
Yeah.
You ready for question one?
Bring it on.
Who came second in the FIFA Women's World Cup in 2019?
Melissa, Great Britain.
Hang on.
Connor.
I've got to scroll down to the answer.
Connor.
Connor.
In 2019?
2019, it's not Great Britain.
I know USA would have came first.
Okay, but who came second?
Melissa. Japan.
Connor. Brazil?
No.
Melissa?
No.
Sweden?
Connor. Germany?
Close.
Melissa? Connor. Switzerland?
No.
Spain?
No.
Melissa? Connor. France?
No.
Melissa? Italy?
No.
Connor. Melissa? Rome?
No.
In Italy?
Where's Connor? Melissa. Switzerland?
No. Melissa said Switzerland. Oh, just Melissa?
Connor? Sweden?
No.
I said Sweden.
What is it?
Closer than that.
Melissa? Ireland?
No.
Melissa? Wales?
No. Closer
Scotland.
Than that.
Scotland? Melissa Scotland?
No.
Melissa France?
No.
Melissa?
Connor Russia?
No.
Melissa?
This country could not be closer to Germany if it tried because it literally shares a border.
Connor Italy?
No.
Melissa?
I'm horrible at geography.
Me too, I don't know the answer. Melissa Switzerland? No. Melissa? Melissa Berlin?
Connor Portugal?
Berlin's a city in Germany? No.
Melissa Poland?
No.
Connor, Iceland?
No. How does Iceland share a border with Germany?
I don't know.
This is not a geography question. Well, it is. Don't be Googling.
I'm turning BT Sport off the phone, off my phone.
Yeah, right. I've named all the countries I know.
I can give you...
Germany?
I can give you a clue, but the clue is going to give it away.
Melissa Holland.
Yes!
Oh, mate, yeah. Well, great shout. I have no idea why we didn't get that sooner.
It just wouldn't come to me.
Netherlands. Netherlands came second.
Like, my friend lives there. Like, I don't know what happened. Anyway, we got there in the end.
We did. So that is 1-0 to Melissa, just so I can keep score. That's 1-0 to Melissa. Okay, next question. And this will be a closest to, I assume. Okay, mm-hmm. So how many episodes in total of The Simpsons are there?
It's still ongoing, so this literally is a trick question.
No, but as of this moment in time, how many episodes of The Simpsons are there? Bearing in mind,
ladies first,
The Simpsons started in 1989.
Yeah, yeah. I have an idea.
I see, I couldn't even take a stab in the dark, so I'm going to need you to.
Yeah, but then I'm going to give mine and you're just going to go one higher or one lower.
But it's still going to be 50-50 because I haven't a clue.
Regardless of who goes first, this is going to be 50-50.
Okay, I'm going to go... 1,200.
1,200, Melissa, more or less than 1,200?
See, I was going to go way higher than that.
Really?
So I'm going to go...
I think it is higher than that, to be fair.
Are you sticking with 1,200?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with 1,200.
Yeah, I'll go 1,205.
Connor gets the point. Oh, really? 727.
Wow.
I was going to say 10,000.
I thought it would be more than that. Do you know how long it takes to make an episode?
727.
Do you know how many episodes of The Simpsons have
I know,
been?
Yeah.
We have to think, right? 727 episodes is still a hell of a lot.
I thought there would have been thousands plural. Like, I thought way more than 1,200.
I remember at the start of the first lockdown, me and Liv started watching The Simpsons, and I was like, we'll get through it, no bother. I think we watched like the first season. Like, how many seasons? There must be at least like 30 seasons.
I didn't even know they were in seasons. I just thought they kept going and going and going and going.
So hang on, that's how many episodes of The Simpsons? How many?
10,000, was it? Right, that's for sure.
How many seasons of The Simpsons are there? There are 33 seasons of The Simpsons. So there we go.
Yeah. One all.
Right, so this is the same quiz because there's...
Isn't that mad that both of us have read through this quiz and still haven't a clue what the answers are?
Shows you how little attention we pay.
It's a big quiz.
Yeah.
I'm just trying not to use some of the ones that I now recognise.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Let's go to question 84.
Okay, go on.
What? No, because it's a geography question. You're not going to like it. You're not going to like it.
Notice how Connor and I never even bothered to ask the geography question.
Notice how we probably didn't go past question 50 in the quiz.
too much stuff.
Yeah. Let me see which UK city is Banksy from. We've done that, haven't we?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is question 3.
Yeah.
How old was Emma Raducanu when she won the US Open in 2021? I think Connor got there first.
She was 18.
She was 16.
Was she?
No.
Connor, she was 17.
She was 18.
Oh, really? There you go, then.
Well done. Did Connor get that point? You said 18, didn't you? Well done, Connor.
And she bought AirPods, didn't she?
She did. That was the first thing she did with her money, was buy AirPods.
Has she won since then? I don't follow tennis.
She went on and she did either the French or the Australian Open, and she didn't do too well in one of them, and then she did one of the others.
She's
and
not
did
been
quite,
great.
No, she did quite well.
Did she?
She did bad in the next one and quite well in the next one, I think. I might have completely made that up. Feel free to send a message and correct me.
Okay, question four.
Hit me.
Which city in the world held the first ever fashion week?
Melissa.
Connor.
Milan.
No.
Melissa Paris.
No.
Melissa Berlin.
No.
Connor.
Melissa,
London.
London.
No.
France.
No. City.
Tokyo.
No.
Melissa.
Nope.
New York!
New York!
Yes.
Oh my god, how could I skip New York?
I was thinking
Milan,
America,
New York.
And I was like, no, it wouldn't be America. Yeah,
1943.
New like New York, really? Paris, Milan, London. Like,
apparently
that's
so,
it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there we go.
I would have been disgusted if you'd got that over me. I can't believe it, I couldn't remember.
Okay, to y'all, question five.
Yeah, let me just find question five here before we go ahead and do it.
Who's your woman that you need to get invited to get into the...
Anna Wintour.
Hi. Who is she?
She is the editor of Vogue magazine.
Oh, okay.
I am I'm so glad that you guys are...
And she didn't... I'm just kind of... I'm generally curious, but I
think she's
I
the editor of Vogue magazine.
But she's like... She's obviously very powerful.
She also does the invites to the Met Gala.
That's it. But she... Is it one of the two that she didn't invite the Kardashians to for years
she
because
didn't
she didn't
the
think
Kardashians
that they had
to the
style or
the
something?
Met Gala.
That's mad.
Yeah.
Have we done the Britney Spears question before?
I don't know, mate, to be honest with you. Give us a thing.
Okay, so what was the name of Britney Spears' first single?
Connor.
We have done it before.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
It was. Have we done that question before?
It's okay. I was going to say that too, though.
Okay.
Okay, well, we'll not do that then.
No, take the point. I don't.
Remember, okay. Britney had it. Did you ever go see Britney's movie in the cinema?
No.
Have you never seen Britney's movie?
Nope.
It's very good.
Okay.
Curtis isn't going to watch it.
No, I'm not, no.
I wouldn't recommend watching it now. Like, it was
I
very
don't even
good
know what...
Like,
is this question
seven.
Six?
It is, yeah.
3-2, yeah.
So if Connor gets this, then you win.
Yeah.
Okay, so who was Taylor Swift's song "We Are Never
Melissa!
Ever Getting Back Together" due to be, or rumoured to be about?
Harry Styles.
No.
It's not.
Melissa.
Connor.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
No.
It was Jake Gyllenhaal.
I was going to say Ryan.
Give Melissa the point. Ryan,
I was going to say Ryan Seacrest now. I was going to say
Seacrest.
Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
Tiebreaker.
Okay. Right. Okay. So.
Style was about Harry.
This is easy. We'll not do that one.
Are we going to do the quiz on the radio next week?
We should, shouldn't we? Actually, yeah. Well,
the problem is we can't go.
Like 5 minutes with.
France,
no, we can do a
Spain,
small. We can do a small
Italy,
quiz.
Norway.
We can do a small quiz. It's
yeah.
fine.
Okay.
Look, just talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
Okay.
You know, how's it going? How's things?
Are you going to be editing out this very slow quiz?
No.
Right.
Well, there's no point in saying how have you been. We've done the first part of the podcast.
Do it again. It's fine.
How have you been, Melissa? How's Scott, more importantly? Is he good?
He's well.
Good.
And he's looking well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is he cutting for his fight?
Not, hasn't started yet.
No?
Okay.
Will be.
Okay. Which planet is closest
Sorry.
To
Melissa!
The sun?
Sorry, we're in a conversation here.
No, which planet is
Melissa!
Closest to the sun?
Uranus.
No.
Melissa,
Connor.
Pluto.
No.
Melissa.
Jupiter.
No.
Mercury.
Connor.
Yes!
My
Mercury
very
is the...
easy method just speeds up naming planets.
Melissa wins the quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Yeah.
Okay, well done.
Connor, you're going to need to go through that cosmopolitan quiz next so you can pick out the ones that have been
no.
done. Trust me, it's not easy to just flick through them.
I'll think of a quiz. Like, will we do like... three questions or like a quick
fire. If we're going to do it in the radio
quiz,
next week, yeah.
It
needs
to be quick fire.
Yeah, we'll
okay,
do that.
Good.
Okay.
I'll think of something.
Enjoy.
Yeah, thank you.
Winner stays on. I do want to apologise because that is up there with the most brutal quizzes that have ever happened on the podcast.
Up
sure.
there, but not the most.
Definitely not the most brutal. Your one last week, the math one, wasn't.
I loved it.
Excuse me, I thought mine last
no,
week was very good.
Look, it was good, but what I mean is I don't like math.
All right, okay.
I don't like
Wait
math.
Wait a minute. Did I not lose that?
You did, I won it, but I still didn't like it.
Wait, so then why like did you do the quiz?
Was that last week? Did I not do an Ed Sheeran quiz last week?
No, you did the math quiz last week.
No, you did the math quiz because Ed Sheeran's tour was called...
So
I just
did
a quiz for nothing.
Did you not win it?
I think I did.
I think you did.
I have no idea.
I just took Connor at his word whenever he said it was me on quiz. He just expected me to lose the math
I thought
quiz.
I'll be honest, I completely forgot last week's episode. As
did you win? I can't remember for
right,
sure.
Right, so Melissa's know. On quiz next yeah. week then.
There you go. Forfeit.
I will be going back to check.
Over the Cosmopolitan quiz? When you have to do it?
I just won.
I know.
No, but you have a week to make up now.
We don't know for sure if you won last week.
Well, I'll be checking.
I'll be checking.
Either way, it's not me on quiz, which I'm happy about. Right. Moving on to... hang on. Sorry, someone's just sent me one of those scam messages, so I'm just going to delete that.
Moving on up.
Right, sorry. Yes, on this week's episode, we are talking about classic food. Is that how you would describe this? Like
shop, snack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So if you ever went to like a youth club or whenever you were doing stuff in school, like the school disco,
shop. I apologize that we've spoken for so long already because this, I could go all night. I could literally never stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is one that is going to inspire a lot of debate.
Sweeties are my thing. I would pick sweets over chocolate crisps any day.
Yeah.
And Tuck Shop, like back in the day when you could get 10p mix-ups and stuff.
Elite.
Incredible.
Elite. So to narrow it down, what we did was Connor came up with this idea and it was like choose three things.
I can't.
This is where it gets difficult.
Yeah, I already know what my three things are whenever I was going in the shop when I was a kid.
So it doesn't have to be specific like category. No, it can be what you want.
Yeah, I think I saw a thing during the week and it was like a piece of chocolate, crisps and a drink, but I think like anything. So
yeah, anything goes.
I know mine as well.
I think it said in the thing that I saw during the week that you had a pound to spend.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
You could have got so much for a pound.
I know. Me and Liv got a caramel Freddo the other day. 30p.
Yeah.
For one. Couldn't believe it.
Do you know what's mad?
I could have got the snacks for me and my sister. And that would have included a drink each.
I was watching the news.
You know the way tip-top?
Yeah.
They were my favourite.
Oh, yeah.
You pop the straw in.
What was the one that it was like in they this bottle? The shape of like a Coke bottle.
They sell
and like
them in Home Bargains. I still get them.
Yeah,
they're
amazing.
Don't know what they're called.
Yeah.
What are they called?
I don't know. But they were weird. They left like a
squeeze.
Weird...
Are they?
Like just S-Q...
I have no idea.
E-Z-E drinks.
So see, on the subject of a Freddo, right? I was watching... I can't remember which news channel it was. It was like 4 or 5 weeks ago and it was this whole cost of living crisis thing and they were asking some guy from one of the banks in England about like the price of inflation or something. Like I'm not into that stuff. But somebody had asked him a question about the price of a Freddo.
Yeah.
So he had to respond to that. And there's like some official guy from the bank literally despairing that we look at life through the price of Freddos. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we look at it and go, my God, look at how much a Freddo costs. And there's some like official guy from the bank literally
being
like,
though, it's mad.
This country's going to work because these people base everything on the price of a Freddo, which is insane. But yeah, so three things. You've got a pound to spend. Connor, take it away. What are you going with?
So mine, I don't care if it's controversial, to be honest with you. So if I've got a quid to spend when I was younger, I was going into the shop. I was grabbing a packet of pickled onion Space Raiders.
Nice.
I was getting... I don't know whether to get a drink or a chocolate bar. I'll go chocolate bar because I can drink water from the tap.
What one though? Specifics? Would it be a Curly Whirly?
A Chump.
Oh, a Chump's good.
Oh, yeah.
It was between a Chump and a Curly Whirly.
Curly Whirly's good. Do you know what's great? A fudge.
Underrated. And then, do you know what the scary thing is? I could probably buy all that for 25p.
Yeah.
So if I had 75p left over, I was getting 75p worth of Midge Gems.
Yeah.
Nice. 75.
Yeah.
Back in the day, 75p's worth of Midge
like
Gems.
A kilogram.
I was getting seven.
You'd be carrying them home in a bag for life.
Seven 10p mix-ups, like.
Yeah.
Seven of them.
Definitely.
Mad.
Have you ever had chewing nuts?
Sorry, what?
It won't surprise you.
Have you never had chia nuts? No, but they're not actually nuts.
Oh?
I need to bring... Next week when we're doing the show, I'll go to the shop. Because you don't get them anymore. There's like old newsagents that have like the jars of sweets.
Yeah,
You don't get them anymore. But there is one...
they're just like chocolate?
It's just like little toffee.
Oh.
Like covered in chocolate. They are so good.
Never had one.
I'll bring in some next week. Chia nuts are banging. And then, like, I am a fan of Midget Gems, but the top tier Midget Gems are the ones from, like, the old news agents in, like, the jars.
Yeah.
Like, a packet of Midget Gems just doesn't do it for me.
Completely agree. The packets are soft.
Yeah.
The, The ones from the jars are so hard. Yeah. You have to chew at them for ages. They're phenomenal. They're
the ones stuck in your teeth.
My mummy used to get. So we would always go and see my granda on a Sunday, and we would all go to the corner shop, literally we read newsagents, and we would get an ice cream and crisps, and my mummy always would get a quarter of Midget Gems. She always said that we weren't allowed them because they were bad for our teeth. And I used to say, "Mummy, can I please have one?" And that's when I knew the intense, incredible flavours of Midget Gems.
Are you a fan of wine gums or sports mixtures?
Sports mixtures, because they taste like Midget Gems.
Sports mixtures are god tier.
Do you ever remember the things, and I can't remember what the name of them was, but they were like Midget Gems, but they had like a more sort of like floral taste?
Yes, and they were smaller.
Yeah.
What
the hell were they?
They were like mini Midget Gems.
Yeah, and they tasted more like
and they only
gin,
came in
almost
red and purple.
No, they came in different types of colours.
Don't know.
There'd be a name for them. Hang on, so I'm going to Google them here. Floral was in the name, wasn't it?
I think so.
Okay, do you want to hear my talk shop?
Yes. Floral gums.
Floral Let gums. Yeah, they were weird.
I've never seen those in my life.
I'll try and get those for next week.
Because I think there was a couple of times when I was younger where I went and thought they were Midget Gems and got them, and they just weren't. And I was so disappointed because I was eating sweets that tasted like flowers.
So, I have a couple of experiences I'd like to tell you about.
Right.
At school, there was one thing in particular I loved. And then, I like I said, I'm a sweetie girl. So like when we would be coming home from church on a Sunday, my mom always stopped off at the shop to get milk.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought all their children in, which was such a bad idea. All four of us running in. Can I have a chocolate bar? Can I have this? Can I have that? I was a little mathematician, as we know from last week's quiz that I lost, apparently. I would say, "Mummy, how much is that chocolate bar Robert's getting? How much is that chocolate bar Mark's getting?" And if they were getting a Mars bar or a Boost bar, our family were big fans of Boost, you know, Boost. If it was 54p, I'd say, "Can I have 54p for the sweeties?" And the sweetie tubs were at the behind the counter.
And I bet you said it in that exact same way, trying to be all cute and everything.
I did. And I would get, so if I was picking from that, I would get Strobs. My all-time favourite.
Yes.
Like, Strobs, phenomenal. I would get the large cola bottles.
Yeah.
Fizzy or non-fizzy?
Both. I like both.
Really?
But the large ones always just the plain ones. And then I'd get a big snake. You know the big snake?
Yes, they were amazing.
Phenomenal.
The yellow belly ones?
Yes.
Oh, they were so good.
So they were what I would get, and I would add it all up. And the woman was always so trusting. She would always say, "Melissa, how much is that?" And I would say, 54p. I always thought about sneaking an extra sweet in, but I couldn't because it just come from church. So
did I ever tell you my yellow belly story? Those snakes?
No.
About what I bought Ashley for Christmas? Did I ever tell you this?
I don't think so.
I told you,
told
Melissa,
me at
didn't
the weekend.
I? So you know the yellow belly snakes that you get in Haribo?
Yeah.
Ashley loves them, right? But you can't buy like individual bags of them in the shop or anything. You usually get them in like pick and mix or something.
Mm.
So I was like, I want to treat her. She likes them. They're the only sweets that she'll like treat herself to when she's having a cheat or something like that. So I says, I'll go on the Amazon, I'll buy her some. You know what it's like when you're buying Christmas presents for your other half, especially when it's something like sweets. You don't really look at the price. You don't really. So I just went, there's a bag of yellow bellies, hit buy, right?
Uh-huh.
And thought nothing more of it. This box arrives at the door 3 days later, and I picked it up and I lifted it and it was heavy, and I was like, the hell is this? What have I ordered? And I opened it, and it was a 3 kilogram bag of yellow belly.
For how much?
It's like 27 quid. So
she's still eating them?
There's still loads now. He's like, if you ever want one, let me know. We'll hook you up. 3 kilograms of the damn things.
So that was the dream. Do you remember those sweets as well? They were like little, what they would be called now would be pencils. If you buy
strawberry pencils?
Yes.
And they're white in the middle?
Not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about ones that were green on the outside and pink on the inside.
No.
Or yellow on the outside.
Oh, they were hard?
Yes.
Yeah. I wasn't a fan of those.
Phenomenal.
No.
I had some recently and I was
really?
Like, wow.
No.
Anyway, they weren't my talk shop selection, but I've just remembered them. So the talk shop in school, before Jamie Oliver came into schools and ruined everything.
Ruined it all.
Our talk shop immediately switched.
You had a talk shop in school?
Yes.
That's class.
Did you have one in school?
The
In primary school or secondary school?
Secondary school.
We had vending machines, but like...
We had this
I would have
room,
much preferred a talk
a
shop.
A room half the size of this studio, right?
Yeah.
And the shop across the road, McSwiggins, across from the Rainy Endowed Macrofelt, came in every day with all of their sweetie stock and stood and sold to the school kids, right?
That's class.
I went in and I got a Stinger bar. My favourite. If I could get my hands on a Stinger bar nowadays, I would lose it. They were phenomenal.
You still buy them? They're still...
Can you?
I have never seen
one. I think you can buy... Because I checked. I didn't know what they were whenever we were talking about them.
So the photo I sent you last night was a box of 60.
They would be hard and you could snap them and all the sugar would come out. But then sometimes they'd go soft and really gooey. They were phenomenal either way. I'd get a Stinger bar.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get a Tip Top, which was called like a squeeze it. These here, like they had like the...
You put your thing...
You just smash the straw down into them. Those there, Quenchy Cups.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
But also those squeeze and twists, you can still buy them. Yeah. I bought one quite recently. Love them. Anything really sugary. And a packet of fives.
Yes.
Five.
Yes, you've still got some money left over?
Just the red ones, the barbecue ones.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, money left over. Yep. I do loads of things for that.
Can you still buy? They're not called fives anymore.
No, they're called
like
high fives now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The problem is...
Yeah, because they're no longer 5p.
Yeah.
The problem is in this day and age, they've taken all the good stuff out of them. Yeah. And when I say good stuff, I mean stuff that's absolutely terrible.
Made
it taste amazing. Yeah.
So then when Jamie Oliver came in, we were no longer allowed that version of Tuck Shop. So... In came the healthy stuff. And
apples.
instead of all the sweets you could ever dream of, they sold these amazing cookies that were meant to be healthy and literally had about 300 calories per pack. And I couldn't understand why I was gaining weight in secondary school because I was eating from the healthy Tuck Shop. Yeah. Less calories in a Stinger bar, but that's besides the point. Nobody understood calories at the time. They just said healthy.
Yeah.
They sold apples, oranges, bananas. They sold these cookies. They were oatmeal cookies. So they're essentially shortbread, which is all butter biscuit.
Yeah.
They were in the healthy section. So I always got the healthy cookies, which weren't healthy at all. And they sold... Snack-a-Jacks instead of crisps.
So because
salt and vinegar ones.
Because of the Tuck Shop being done away with and the healthy Tuck Shop came in, did you not have a kid that stepped up and became that entrepreneur and sold sweets and drinks?
Probably.
Because I was that kid in school.
I would have been too much of a goody two-shoes to buy off him in case I got done for like...
Did you do that?
Our school let us out for lunch.
Yeah.
So like we were allowed out under...
When we were A-level age, then we just went across to the shop.
We just went to the shop, yeah. Like we just... So
were you allowed to do that from new age?
No, like from... We were allowed to do it from first year. We were allowed out.
Really? Yeah.
Were you only allowed to do it from sixth form?
No, we were allowed out from first year.
And we were only allowed to go up the main street. You weren't allowed to literally turn off the street and go onto another one.
We could go wherever the hell we wanted as long as we were back in time.
That's mad.
It was mad.
Yeah.
Just on that subject, right, of like whenever the transition came in for the healthy stuff, because I remember it happening in our school. We used to have like, it wasn't a tuck shop, but you could buy like crisps and stuff at the canteen.
The school canteen was phenomenal. Did your school canteen make cookies?
No. But they sold these crisps that Tato used to do, right? And they were called cheese and ham toasties. Do you ever remember them?
No.
They were the most incredible crisps. And then Jamie Oliver happened. And I've never seen those crisps since. And I think he's to blame for their downfall.
Yeah.
You know, of the cheese and ham toasties. Because it was clearly me buying them.
It was crazy. In fact, Jamie Oliver was the reason I had the most embarrassing moment of my whole life.
What happened?
You know, in school, you don't really have any friends. Or maybe that was just me. In first or second year, you know, you do have friends.
Kids are cruel.
You don't know if they're your best friends.
Yeah.
You just want to be cool. And then Jamie Oliver happened and in came all the smoothies and everything. I bought, like, I'm talking, it might as well have been made with beetroot. It was a red berry smoothie.
Yeah.
And whatever way, do you ever like gulp something and the air goes down your throat first so you choke? So the smoothie's pouring into my mouth and I choke the purple smoothie all down my white shirt, all over my face, in my hair, down my blazer, on my jumper.
Atrocious.
Horrendous.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Atrocious.
Look how many best friends you've got now, though.
I know.
Who's laughing now?
Who's laughing now?
I didn't know where that story was going to go when you were saying like you had no friends or anything and then Jamie Oliver came in and I thought you were going to ask somebody, did they want to like share a banana or something?
I did have friends. I don't mean I had no friends. I just mean like...
Not a good way to make friends.
Do you know in school, like, you never know who's really your friend.
No, I know.
You're all just acquaintances at school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, my three things. The first one for sure is a Wham bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, a 100 million percent.
Now, here's the thing. This is what I mean. I shouldn't have had this conversation with Ashley earlier because then we'd ended up down this deep, dark hole of, like, sweets from back in the day. So Ashley was like, a Wham bar is good, but what about an Iron Brew bar?
No, Wambar.
Do you remember them?
Wambar's still better.
A Wambar wins
better,
it for me.
But I haven't had one of those Ambrew
ones. Like, you would bite into it and there was like
years.
Wee crystals of fizz yes. in them. So they were good.
There was crystals of fizz in Wambar.
No, no, there was. But in the Ambrew bar, they were nicer. But the Wambar overall is nicer.
Yeah.
So it would be a Wambar, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would be a packet of fives, the red ones.
Yeah.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Bacon flavoured. And I was going to go Tip Top, right?
Yeah.
Because a Tip Top is a classic drink.
Yeah.
And then Ashley said something that made me go, yeah.
What?
Vitaseed.
No, I wasn't a fan of that.
Do you know, fizzy juice, the wee bottles of fizzy juice. So.
No!
No. Ashley went pineapple and I was kind of like, no, that's not for me. Bubblegum. Bubblegum
yes.
Vitaseed. The blue one. The one that would literally.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
That is the stuff, blue Vitaseed.
Yeah.
The pineapple one was stinking. Ashley, come on, do
pineapple
better.
Pineapple one was wrong. Ashley loves pineapple, to be fair. Now, if I can go over budget a little bit,
mm-hmm.
I would throw some...
You would have got a Vitaseed for 30p back
yeah.
in the day.
So does it mean with the currency
so
that I've got left?
Budget.
Yeah, you're but you've
30,
got to, it's got to be three things.
For fives and... 20p
okay.
for a Wambar.
Well, whatever I've got left... fruit salads and blackjacks, like a mix of the two.
No blackjacks,
no blackjacks
mate.
Blackjacks
come on.
Tell me this, right? And here's another thing we're talking about. You've got fruit salads and you've got blackjacks, right?
Sorry.
Do you ever remember the green and purple ones called Bruisers?
No.
They were amazing. I don't even know what flavour they were. And I feel like we might have had this conversation before. But they were the same thing. They
Do you remember when Starbursts were called Opal Fruits?
Yes. Were you a fan of
bonbons? He loved them. But only the hard ones, not the soft ones.
Yeah.
Do you remember Blue Smarties?
No.
Yeah. Blue Smarties are back, but they don't have
artificial
what they had
colours,
in them
so
before, the stuff that made kids like go
artificial
hyper.
Artificial colours are my favourite thing in the whole world. Anything blue, delicious.
So yeah, that would be it for me. I would use the remainder for blackjacks and fruit salads, but the fruit salads have to be like soft. You know the way sometimes you can get them, they're hard, they have to be soft. So they do.
Yeah.
So that would be mine. We asked you on Instagram, some of yours. So we're going to go over and look at some of them now. Let's see. I really should have been logged into this before we.
I'll go look.
Before we started. I've got it open tomorrow. Right. We'll work back. We'll start with the latest one and we'll work back. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Sea Swim Squad. That was a bit of a tongue twister.
What?
Says icy cups.
I don't know what icy cups are.
What are
icy
they?
Cup. I don't know. Let's go find out. What's an icy cup? So Melissa's going to love this. First of all, icy cups. Then giant strawberries.
Yes.
On board with that. And bonbons as well.
Oh my God. I have no idea what an icy cup is. They look like Reese's Pieces.
Never seen those before.
I've never seen an icy cup in my life.
Is it like mini cupcakes?
It just looks like chocolate.
It's like chocolate.
Like chocolate in like a wee foil kind of like cupcake wrapper. But they look quite small. Okay. Icy cups. Never heard of them.
Ashley... said Frosties.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I told Ashley to send these
Frosties.
In, so I remember.
Oh, remember those?
The sweets.
The tiny little packet.
Yeah.
They were phenomenal.
They were amazing. So, Ashley said Vitaseed Frosties and Toffee Bonbons.
Toffee Bonbons.
Is that toffee inside the bonbon, but like a...
No,
like,
Toffee Bonbons were a thing. Like strawberry bonbons, only they were toffee.
Do you ever remember the sweets called Toffos?
Yes.
They were good.
And the white wrapper?
Yeah, so the...
Mate, they were
in the long
amazing.
Oh, Toffos were banging.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ashley Khaki on Instagram says a Tip Top.
Yes.
Yeah.
But only if you turn it upside down and bite the corner off. You never use the straw on a Tip Top.
No.
I use the straw.
Fives, preferably pickled onion.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, I prefer the bacon fives, right?
Yeah.
But the pickled onion ones were like... classic back in the day pickled onion that literally melted your mouth. Like it literally made you go.
I only
like
ate the red bags.
It's
Sorry,
surprising
Ashley.
Me that no one else is going for Space Raiders.
Space Raiders were good, but they weren't up there with fives,
yeah,
I don't think.
Yeah.
But then you could get into all those 10p crisps, like a bag of rollers was great.
Mm.
Or curry chips. They were good.
Yes, they were good. What were the chip ones from HP? Were they
chipsticks?
Yes.
Chipsticks.
They were so good.
They were salt and vinegar that melted your face as well.
Yes.
Where Ashley finished up with a sweetie mix-up, which is to be 10p mix-up, which is hard to beat, isn't
like,
it?
Like, what the heck happened? Why can they not see... Like, you understand mix-ups are now a pound. How did they go from 10p to a pound?
I don't know.
Those bags.
Here.
They're still my favourite things to buy in the shop, but they're now a pound.
I was in the spa in the Newton Arch Road today, right?
Uh-huh.
Guess what they had?
What?
Hanging up beside the till. A lucky bag.
Really?
A lucky bag? Did you ever see a lucky
what
bag?
What did you get What's in a lucky bag? You got like you a just game opened it, and
there'd
stuff
be like a couple of sweets.
Quiz
or something. Maybe like a wee
a
coloring
card,
book or something.
A sticker.
Yeah. Lucky bags. I saw that today. And I was like, oh my God, that's perfect for tonight. And then forgot all about it.
Yeah. On the another one.
Yep.
Kate Gardner, a former listener of the week, says rainbow dust.
Everyone I knew was obsessed with rainbow dust. They were those wee rainbow puffs of air, weren't they?
Mm.
Rainbow.
Yeah. Well, no, are they the space things?
Oh, wait, no. She's talking about those.
Oh, yes. Remember
those? Rainbow dust.
They were so addictive. Yeah.
They were just sugar tubes. Yeah. No, I'm talking about...
They were.
At what year in school, and I'm not going to ask you, Melissa, because I don't think your school would have been at
Go
this,
on.
But Connor,
Go
at
on.
What year in your school, because my school did the same thing, did the guys start sniffing them?
Yeah.
I have never seen that done.
Have you not?
I thought she was talking about rainbow drops. Everyone I knew was obsessed with these, and they were absolutely stinking. They had no flavour.
I was never a fan.
They weren't like a sweet. They were like chewing down on cardboard. Yeah.
Isn't it you that's a fan of the Space Raider thing with the...
It's not me. I never understood the hype on those either.
I don't know.
They're like dust inside.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a fan of saucers.
Yeah, yes. That's in there, yeah.
So Keiko's rainbow dust, pink refresher bar and cola cubes.
Yeah.
Cola cubes were very like Frosties.
Aren't they? Yeah, it's just different sizes. Okay, Connor's going to like this one. Amy Orr says pickled onion Space Raiders.
Big ups, Amy.
A Wham bar.
Yes.
Or a 20p mix up and a Freddo when they were 10p.
Freddos are elite.
Everything was so cheap. You could get so much. Like my mom would give us, my sister and I, 50p each, not a pound each. It's mad.
Yeah.
Andrea McAleer says gummy strawberries. I assume that's Melissa's Straubs again.
Yep.
Beef high fives. They were bacon.
They were beef.
They were bacon.
Could you not get both beef and bacon?
I'm pretty sure they were bacon.
I said barbecue meaning beef. I'm going to check. I think they were beef.
I'm pretty sure they were bacon. But fives, look, anyway, moving on. Crisps. And a tip top drink as well.
Amy says
you're right. They're bacon flavor.
Yeah.
Look, I
thought
my
they
crisps.
Were beef as well.
Amy McDowell says, milk bottles.
Milk bottles were good.
They were late. Barbecue Space Raiders and Diet Coke.
Diet Coke's a very adult drink to be getting from a top shop, isn't it?
It was always a twist and squeeze or a tip top.
Quite expensive as well, though.
I'd rather like
we always had them at Holiday Bible Club.
Yeah, I'd rather get a cheap drink and more sweets than spend more.
Jesus,
oh my God! I'll save it until after. I need to tell you something after we talk about this.
Okay. So moving on. Liv Connor's significant other says the green five crisps, which were pickled onion.
Yeah. And that's about it. She just explained it.
High fives and cost about a tenner more.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So it was just the high fives, right?
Yeah.
So she's saying they used
she
to be
probably
five
would have just went in and spent all their money on crisps.
That's fair enough.
Yeah,
that's
she would have.
Some people are crisp eaters. Like, I wouldn't be one to go in and get a chocolate bar from a tuck shop.
I'm a sweet girl, through and through.
Liv doesn't eat, like, a packet of crisps. Liv would happily sit down and eat like four packets of Watsits.
Liv was telling us when we were out she'd rather not eat her dinner and just eat all crisps.
She does.
Yeah.
Like, I would make dinner and she would like leave. She would leave like a portion of it, or what really annoys me, she would leave like half a chicken nugget and that's it. Like, just eat all the food
that
on your plate.
Scott's like,
it wrecks me.
Scott says
just eat
me,
it.
What part of you can't fit that last half nugget in your mouth? But it's a mental thing. You just decide that you can't eat anymore.
Yeah, so she wouldn't eat all her dinner. And then like 5-10 minutes later, she's like, oh, I want snacks. And then we'd go into the kitchen and come back with like 2 packets of Skips, 2 packets of Watsits and 2 Snickers.
Yeah.
Right, I am aware that we're going to have to speed this up a little bit because Melissa's actually on the radio in 15 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
So Lindsay Jones says fives, 20p mix up on a Freddo, all classics. We've got Nicole on there who says red cables. They were good.
Yeah, they were
They're
really
the red
good.
Ones with the white in the middle.
Yeah, they're now called pencils.
Pencils, strawberries as well, and fizzy rainbow strips.
My favourite. They literally used to burn your tongue off. They were so
Are they the
fizzy.
Things they called Astro Belts?
I don't know.
Aren't they similar Astro Belts? So they were like, they were just not rainbow ones, but they were like red.
Do you know
flavor?
What I would have always had a lot of? A fruit winder.
Yeah.
Was never a fan.
Right. You didn't have them maybe before they took the sugar out of them.
Oh, the Kellogg's things.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, they were good.
You used to get them in the cereal box.
I didn't like the feel of it in your mouth. Mm. Tasted weird.
Ian says rhubarb and custard, the soft ones, not the hard boiled ones. They are the best sweet ever.
Yeah.
The rhubarb and custards, like the wee foam.
Is that not what I was talking about?
No, I don't think so.
Rhubarb and custard.
Oh, sorry, you are.
Sweets.
You are, yeah.
Connor said he wasn't a fan. The soft ones.
Yeah, they're the best sweet ever.
No, I'm a fan of the hard ones.
No, the soft rhubarb and custards.
I had those the other day. Can I remember where I got them? No, I'm not a fan. They were so good.
They are the best sweet of all time.
Yep.
Hands down.
Russell.
Ian also said Flamin' Hot Monster Munch, which are great, and a Freddo too.
Yeah. And Russell says strawberry bonbons, cola bottles, and Biker Crisp. Bikers, the spicy ones, underrated.
All great suggestions. Thank you for getting in contact with us. I want to throw in a couple of notable mentions, honourable mentions to things that we might have had that you, I'm sure you probably used in school, Connor. Brain Lickers.
Yes.
I don't know what the hell they were about.
Push Pops. Did you have Push Pops?
Push Pops were good.
Yes.
So there's Brain Lickers, which
was
like...
What was the
like,
one that turned into a wee whistle?
Push Pops?
That was like another similar kind of lolly thing, wasn't it?
Like it was a lolly, but you could whistle with it.
I think so.
Do you remember the Brain Licker things, though? They were the most... I don't understand why they were a thing.
I never had a Brain Licker. Do you know what I had, though? A Dip Dab.
Oh,
a
Dip Dab. They're good.
Mm.
Love a Dip Dab.
Lolly in.
And fireballs as well. The atomic fireballs.
Oh my God. A boy in my primary school was obsessed with fireballs. And he always had them. In primary school, like.
Just constantly kicking about with fireballs all the time.
His name was Paul. And he was like,
please tell me you were calling him Fire Paul.
Oh no.
7 years wasted.
Sorry. Yeah. What? Who has wit when they're 4 years of age?
Oh, was it that young?
He had fireballs from like P1.
From P1, wow. He was the OG fireball guy.
Yeah.
P1 just rocking him with fireballs.
Paul always had fireballs. And he would only share them with you if he fancied you. But there was always a great chance of being fancied by Paul because there were only six in our class, three girls and three boys. So
Did he just walk around
like offering girls fireballs?
Yeah.
Are you sure it was fireballs he was offering you?
A million percent.
Do you know what I mean?
Choking hazard.
4 years of age.
4 years. Did you ever hear a fireball?
Yeah.
He was the one who always stole the red pencils. Do you remember?
That is that for that part of the show this week, because we could go on forever.
Yeah,
and we do need to wrap this up. But listen, thank you so much for getting in contact. Some great suggestions in there. Connor has a story he wants to tell.
Yeah, very quickly. So it was annoying me so much because we've spoke about it before. Remember I had said in primary school that there was a Christian family that came and played a concert?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I asked the question on Twitter.
Yeah.
And someone came back and told me the family came to their school too.
No way.
Do you want to hear a song?
Yes.
Do you want to hear I Love Jesus Better Than Ice Cream? And ice cream's very good. Scooby Dooby Doo.
Never.
Scooby Dooby Doo's not in it, is it?
See if it will play it through. Okay, so. Just to prove that I'm not going mad, they did tours across America and only Northern Ireland.
Shut up. that's another Jesus song now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes.
So they dumbed it down for the kids. Like, we're going to Northern Ireland. We need the scale of ice cream. Back, right?
I can't remember the lyrics, but that's a Jesus song as well. Not the ice cream version.
So there we go. So Connor, you weren't mad. That wasn't like a crazy
dream.
They did
not come to my school.
It actually happened. They didn't come to my school either.
Really?
No.
They came to my primary school. Like it was class.
Was it class?
Did you get ice cream after?
No, raging. Sung about it. They didn't give us any.
One thing we haven't mentioned. I'm sorry. Did you all get chocolate eclair and lollies for dessert in school?
No.
No.
They were nothing like a chocolate eclair bun. Uh-huh. They were, I think they were called chocolate eclairs. It was literally wrapped in a white wrapper. It was just vanilla ice cream wrapped in chocolate.
No.
No.
Oh, please.
Oh, you're talking about a chalk ice?
A chalk ice!
Oh my God, chalk ices are amazing.
That's what we would have for dessert in school.
What did you call them?
A chocolate eclair.
Not a chocolate eclair, they're chalk ice. Do you know what's mad, right? So see, whenever you were a kid, and like everybody's heard this before, you would ask your mom, can I go to the shop and get something? She'd be like, there's chalk ice in the freezer.
Yeah.
And that was just never satisfactory. See now, I have nothing more than a chalk ice.
Oh my God.
I go into Tesco and buy the Tesco's own chalk ices for like 45p.
I didn't even know they still did.
Oh, they're so good.
No, you see, mum never bought chalk ice. So when we got them in school for dessert, it was like, chalk ice for dessert on Friday. Like, it was so exciting.
Chocolate
eclairs. There we go. Chocolate eclairs. One last thing.
Yeah.
Just while Melissa was talking about stuff in school there. See, in primary school, at Halloween, did they let you make your own toffee apples?
Yes.
Yes.
It blows my mind that they would let kids beside a pot of boiling hot sugar.
We used to dunk for apples, so your school uniform would be soaked because you dunked your whole face, neck and chest into a basin of water.
I just remember the toffee apple thing and like standing beside this gigantic pot of like bubbling brown liquid and the teachers are like, go ahead, dip it in.
Yeah.
And you're like five years old.
Yeah. In fact, I actually think we didn't do that. I think we did chocolate apples now that I think of it. Because I don't remember
your school played it safe.
Bubbling. But we hung apples from the door and then we'd all have to eat them upside down.
But you didn't sniff rainbow dust, did you? Do you know what I mean?
You missed out, like.
I could explain why you are the way you are and me and Connor are the way we are, but there we go. Yes, thank you so much for listening. If you want to be listener of the week, you can drop us a message on Instagram at What's Happening Podcast. That would be lovely. Or you can leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts and subscribe if you can while you're over there, because that stuff really, really helps
can
us
you
out.
Subscribe.
You can subscribe to us. I'm subscribed to us and you just get a wee notification to say, look, new episode's out now. Go have a listen.
That's pretty cool.
But it also looks great for us if we can go back to our boss and say, we've got so many subscribers. Can we continue to do this?
Three.
And he's like,
we've got three.
Doesn't bother me whether these are doing that or not. I don't really care. So yeah, no episode next week because we're going to be on the radio. Yeah.
Live on air.
I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Who's bringing the chalk ices?
Me. Well, no, they'll be melted.
I'll bring sweets.
Do you
know what? There usually is stuff for Cash for Kids Day. There's usually like wee sweets in the studio and all.
Yeah, but we want the good stuff.
Yeah, we want like the nostalgia. The old stuff. We'll do like a nostalgia sweet show or something.
So we'll post on Instagram this week about how you can listen to it. If you've never listened to Cool FM before, we'll post about how you can listen because it is going to be on the radio and not actually as a podcast. We can't release it as a podcast because of the music and everything.
Yeah.
So, maybe what we could do is just take out the speaky bits.
Yeah.
And, you know, just cut Ed Sheeran out of it because we've talked enough about him this week. Yeah. We don't need his music on the podcast next week.
Are you going to any Sheep Sheeran after?
Am I going from Ed Sheeran to the Sheep Sheeran?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That's the last time I'm going to say it, I promise, okay?
Okay.
Right, see you guys next week on the radio.
See you later.
Bye.